Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Savannah Peterson, and I'm talking to Shanda Maddox and Kyler Langbart about their experience as Kasten Fellows. Welcome, Shanda and Kyler.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Savannah.
Kyler, what is the Kasten Fellows program?
Sure. So, Savannah, Kasten Fellows is a year-long educational development program offered by Kansas Farm Bureau in honor of the late staffer, Jill Kasten, who was a great friend and mentor to many, including myself. And her work while she was with KFB and in life in general was to develop the people around her to do the best work for our communities and with our communities. And so in honor of her, this program was created as an opportunity for a select group of individuals to come together for a year, use those skills to enact change through meaningful relationships, use innovative ideas, and really use that effective leadership that KFB offers and trains in our members to go back to our local communities and use that in a positive way. And so this program, like I said, it's a year-long program, so it's a great time to get to know individuals from around the state. This year, we have a class of six leaders, literally from around the state, from the Northwest to the Southeast, Northeast to the Southwest, all of those included. Some of us might right in the middle of the state as well. So we are really representative of all that KFB has to offer. It's been incredible. There's six leaders in different stages of our lives, too. Some of us just starting careers, some of us well established, and some of us truly at the peak of the work that they do. So getting to hear those perspectives from each of us on issues that, you know, we think that are solely impacting one of our communities, but, you know, in reality are impacting communities and rural communities specifically across the state of Kansas has been a really great training opportunity for us to then take our information and head back to our communities, make changes in honor of Jill and in honor of Kansas Farm Bureau.
That's awesome. Shanda, can you kind of speak about the involvement in the program and what's kind of expected of the fellows?
Sure. As we look at the Kasten Fellows program, as we speak now, we've been a part of the program for almost a year. It begins with an application and interview process. So there's selection that's made for the folks that are a part of the Kasten Fellows program. Our first time together then is in December as part of annual meeting, and begin by learning about the program a little more in depth, and then also learning really quite quickly and quite in depth too about the other members of our group. We met virtually for the most part nearly every month of the year. There was a session in March that was an extended weekend that was in person, but most of the rest of our commitments as we were meeting happened virtually. Is the lead in to each of those meetings, we're reading different texts, articles, videos, helping us kind of prep for each of those areas that we were studying and developing more skills as leaders. And to kind of give you an idea of what some of those looked like, we spent time discussing leadership and innovation. Some of this looking at other leaders, but a lot of it too included self-reflection and, you know, areas that we are seeking to improve and to gain on, maybe things tying specifically to agriculture, our current occupations, things that are occurring in our community. Spent time then on change leadership, looking at, change in leadership through agriculture, through rural communities, maybe systems that we can look at with a fresh lens. And each of these, again, had texts that we had read in preparation for these conversations and sessions. Many of our sessions had guest speakers, too, that were helping facilitate some of our conversation and guiding us with their areas of expertise as well. We spent time studying bias and cultural intelligence. So a lot of that was some personal work to see where we we maybe need to do more improvements for ourselves and on where our personal biases lie. And sometimes, you know, I think all of us can identify that there's some bias that are deep ingrained to us that there's not even a real conscious awareness that it's existing. So diving into some of that, and that was great help as we were prepping for an international study tour too, to look at those in a really deep way. Some of our time then too was spent learning about the cultures and preparing for our international ag study tour. So those were really helpful conversations that we start to tie all these thoughts of our previous sessions and readings and meetings of cultural intelligence and understanding bias, you know, helping facilitate change in our communities or organizations, and then bringing that into a cultural perspective as we make considerations for our time in East Africa. Then spent our ag study tour happened for 2 weeks in August. And I think we're going to get into that a lot more. So we'll leave that set for a minute. And as we returned home then, had a bit more work to do. Part of that too was presenting at three or four organizations, sharing about our experience through Keston Fellows and our time in East Africa. And then we tie it all together by leading a session at annual meeting.
Awesome. So Shanda, you kind of set me up really nicely, but tell me more about your experience in East Africa.
You know, I've been thinking the last couple of days as we are preparing for our conversation today to kind of come into a way to summarize what that time looked like. And I think I can pretty easily say that it was an experience that was life-changing for most of us on the trip. You know, opened our eyes to really unique and cool things that are happening on the other side of the world. It's always interesting when we can explore agriculture in a different way than what we're used to in Kansas, and see too that ultimately, no matter where you're involved in production agriculture, there's a lot of similarities in what we're doing. And I think we'll probably get into that a little bit more too throughout the conversation. It was an incredible experience. I'm so thankful for Kansas Farm Bureau for, you know, having this opportunity available for those that are in the Keston Fellows cohort. It was really an incredible experience.
Yeah, and I'd add that, you know, for I think one of the big goals and one of the reasons that this is a part of this program is that Jill was pretty passionate about overseas travels and getting outside of your own boundaries to make effective work happen. And so it was pretty funny because we had some well-seasoned travelers on our trip, including our leads, but then a couple of us had been overseas a few times. And then we had a team member, Levi, who had never been outside, or I think, and Shanda, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was his first time on an international flight.
I think so.
Maybe mm-hmm. flight general. And so like you had a really broad range of people coming together for this interesting experience overseas. And like Shanda said, we all kind of took something else different away from that trip. You know, for some of us, it was the ways that we interact with the people around us. For some of us, it was the innovative change ideas that we wanted to take back to our communities. But I think all of us left with a bigger heart than when we first arrived in Africa.
What kind of activities did you guys do while you were over there?
Now I'm looking through the agenda here to kind of refresh. So we spent 2 weeks, and really in that 2 weeks time, saw an incredible amount of Uganda and Tanzania, its people, production, agriculture, wildlife. Portion of our tour was seeing production agriculture in action in East Africa. So in parts of Uganda and then Tanzania, and you know, all of us coming from an ag background, that was a fascinating part of the trip. Production agriculture looks very different in East Africa than what we're all used to in Kansas. Coffee is a common commodity grown, tropical fruits like mangoes, pineapples, avocados, So just seeing very different production agriculture than what we're used to here, but did see some farms too that there was some distinct similarities. Toured a wheat farm. This family also raises cattle. So saw some overlap to things that are more commonly grown in Kansas.
Shanda hit really well on the agriculture perspective. I think one of the things that we also really cherished our experience for was some of the cultural experiences, both in Uganda and Tanzania. We took some intentional time to get to know the people of the countries and see their history and culture in a way that they're very proud of. Just like we're very proud of our history, they're very proud of the ways that they have developed themselves and have developed their communities. And so whether that was visiting a cultural center and joining in a night of dancing and fun with some native dances and cultural dances. Yeah, we've got to visit some actual villages of the people, be with them on a basis that was more than just a tourist, right? We really challenged ourselves as individuals and as groups to simply be more than just like a traveling tourist. We saw plenty of those on our trip and wanted to make sure we kind of, you know, as Kansas Farm Bureau and as Kansans, leave the places better than we found them. And so that was a really cool cultural experience to be with people, learn more about them, and really intentionally reflect on what it was that we learned throughout each of these experiences. And then, you know, the one that probably got the most likes on our social media was our safari on the Serengeti National Park. And we love sharing photos of those too, as a capstone to our time in East Africa, being on the safari. What we would probably describe as, when we pulled up, we all said, "Wow, this looks like Western Kansas." with lions and everything else. So, you know, that was an incredible capstone experience. And there's some funny memories we can share here and there, especially our travels back from the Serengeti. That really require some unpacking. But overall, it was just an excellent experience.
Now that you guys have had time to really reflect on your experiences in the Kasten Fellows as a whole, but specifically in Africa, what is your biggest takeaway personally? And then how do you guys plan or see yourself implementing it into your activities involved in Kansas Farm Bureau?
You're asking deep questions, man.
And I had even thought through this, and I still don't know that I have the perfect answer. Because I feel like whenever you experience something of this magnitude and are getting to know people of a different culture on a personal level, there's something, you know, kind of more deep within you that changes your worldview forever. That it's kind of hard to explain, like the big impact and, you know, what you see going forward, because your perspective is just different as you leave an experience like this. You view the whole world in it with a different lens when you get the opportunity to see other parts of the world and get to sit down with farmers who, you know, are so much like us, but are very different too. One scenario that has come to mind over and over as I reflect on our time in East Africa, when we were in Uganda, we're able to connect with a gentleman named Robert, and he is a farmer, and really he's a person who is serving as a change agent for his community. And one of the conversations that he facilitated was a kind of a round table with us, with Kasten Fellows, and a fairly large group of farmers from his region in Uganda. And, you know, we are dealing with a language barrier, and we're having a couple of folks interpret for us. But even though we were dealing with very different challenges and many of the challenges that they're facing in production agriculture, we were coming in with a view of Westerners, you know, of how can we fix this, and they need access to this. And that isn't necessarily our role. But the conversation was beneficial nonetheless. And I left that conversation thinking, you know, these are men and women in Uganda who are struggling with drought conditions impacting their coffee and their bananas and their mangoes and other challenges and diseases that are impacting their plants. But is it really that different than what we're experiencing in Western Kansas? And that was some of the conversation too, that yes, we're facing those same challenges and we don't have the answer, but there was this commonality that began to exist with farmers across the world, just, you know, communicating about what those challenges and the lifestyle are like. But overall, I think that all of us probably leave with different things that are going to impact us forever. But certainly can relate that there's just a change in our worldview and you get to see and do these incredible things.
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything that Chandra said. The one thing that I've kind of been challenging the people that I've talked to, especially here as of late, is this experience was, I think, really cool for all of us. And we really got to, like Chandra said, appreciate how things maybe seem different on the outset, but then you get into the heart of problems and we're all very similar. And I think nowadays it's pretty easy to kind of retreat into your own little area, whether it's this of your state or of your community. You look at the news and you say, well, I could never go there because something's happening right now that would shake our world if we went there. And you know, we were very lucky with the place that we got to go and the people who greeted us and made us feel like we were at home during that time. And I can't promise that's going to be the case for everywhere, but I do think it's a good challenge for us as Kansas Farm Bureau members and as members of our communities to really break outside of our own shell, go get those ideas from cool places, because most of the time those people are going to be welcoming us with open arms to figure out solutions and figure out problems, the solutions to problems together, then bring that back. Because I think if we do that, then we're providing new, fresh ideas. We're providing new blood into the fight that can really help our rural communities really thrive. So don't be afraid to get outside, whether that's your own county, state, or even your nation, right? Go there, find those ideas and bring them back.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we wrap this up?
No, I think what Kyler just spoke to is kind of a perfect challenge to Kansas Farm Bureau members or other folks. You know, I've been sharing about my experience with my students here at the community college and even got to present to fourth graders. And the challenge was the same, you know, take advantage of opportunities that come your way. Maybe be intentional about putting yourself in situations that you're going to grow and you're going to learn, be exposed to something that you've never been exposed to. I think those are things that all of us can do to better ourselves and then better our families and our communities as a result of having those experiences. So absolutely, like, take the chance and get involved, whether it is at the county, state, national, or having the opportunity for an international experience like this.
Yeah, and I'll advocate and say that if you're interested at all in this program happens every other year. So we'll take a break and then cohort 3 will be happening in, what was that, 2025, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So we'll be out. But so there's a little bit of a break there, but I would highly encourage anyone who is interested in this program to think about how that fits into your life. I promise you that the 6 of us made it fit into our lives. It was worth it, 100% worth it in our opinion. So think about what that future looks like for you, whether that's, you know, maybe it's not Kasten Fellows, maybe it's just Leadership KFB this next year, and then you work your way into Kasten Fellows. Or maybe it's something that you keep on your radar for the future, but we really want to encourage you to think about how this experience could change your perspective as a Kansas Farm Bureau and how you could potentially be a part of future classes.
Yeah. Agreed, 100%.
Thank you, Shanda and Kyler, for joining me on Inside Ag. I'm very excited to see how you guys use everything that you've taken away from your experience as a Kasten Fellow to help really push your other Kansas Farm Bureau members. Again, I'm Savannah Peterson on Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.